It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you because this song is so relevant to what you've been teaching us in this house. That, Lord, you search much deeper within. The Spirit of the Lord search much deeper within to bring out the grace that God has put in us. You are looking more, you're looking for more than a song that we sing. But you're looking for someone who will go for you, Lord Jesus. And we say, Father, Lord, this morning, God, as you bring your word to us, Father, Lord, let us receive your word and run with it. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, everyone, for being in the house of God this morning. You can have your seats. Amen. So this morning, I thank Pastor Benson. He wants me to continue with the series on You Shall Receive Power. What is the series we've been looking at? Yes, we're allowed to speak in God's house. Amen. Amen. Let's not be shy. Yes. And God has been waiting for us. You know, the angels of the Lord that is assigned to this church has been waiting for everyone. And there's something for everybody in this house this morning. And just want to say one more word of prayer. We've been led in prayer this morning. It's been so awesome. But we just want to say a word of prayer again. Father, Lord, I thank you for every heart that's in this room this morning and those that are on their way. The Bible said you open up the heart of Lydia to receive the word of God. Holy Spirit, whatever problems or distractions of the world, we drop it outside this morning. And we say, Holy Spirit, open up our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. I'm just going to continue with the scripture that we've been looking at. And who have we been looking at in this month? This month of May has been running so quickly. Who have we been looking at? Some people are like, oh God, why did I come to church this morning if I'm going to be asked questions? But it's okay. Who have we been looking at? Yeah. Don't worry. In this service is not your, what do you call it, LLB or professional exam. You are allowed to ask your fellow colleague questions. And you're allowed to look at your Bible. It's an open book exam. Amen. I'm just joking. We're not having an exam this morning. But just to go back with what we've been looking at Peter. And Pastor Benson took us through the story of Peter in Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 34. And this is the story where Jesus tells Peter that Peter would deny him three times. Now, if you think about this, when Jesus told Peter this, Peter must have thought, how will I deny if I could say my best friend? You need to understand that Peter had left everything that he had been doing and was literally committed to Jesus 365 days a week. Went up and down with him. He was one of Jesus' favorite. And so when Jesus told Peter that I'm going to deny you, that he is going to deny him three times, Peter thought, Jesus doesn't know how deep his relationship, the relationship that he thought he had with Christ. And when we read that scripture, just yesterday or this morning when I was glancing over that scripture, when Peter denied him the third time, the Bible says Jesus turned around at Peter. And can you imagine how bad Jesus felt? When he denied him, Jesus turned around him and said, see? But that turn around to say, you see, I told you. He turned around to say, don't worry, I got you. I prayed for you. That was what I felt that look was. Amen? And I just want us to relate with Peter this morning. I've got 3 points that I'll take today because we have quite a few things to do. I'll focus on the following 3 points. If you would like, you can take some notes or listen back to the recording later. The first point I want us to look at this morning is the danger of being content. The danger of being content where you are. So that's the first point. And then the second point is, regardless of our weaknesses, like Peter, God still wants to use us. Regardless of our weaknesses, like Peter, God still wants to use us. And then the last and final point is, to activate the power of the Holy Spirit, we must move from just being a follower of Jesus, but being a witness. You know, let's go back to the story of Peter. How many of us think what Peter did was really bad? He did Jesus really bad. I mean, I think Peter probably wasn't working all the time. So Jesus probably was the one maybe footing the bills. Maybe Jesus was the one who was, oh, Jesus, we need some new clothes and all of that kind of thing. How many of us have that big sister or that big brother who, whenever you go out, they never make you foot a bill? You can order anything you like and everything. How many of us have that? Okay, yeah. And then all of a sudden, it's time for you to have their back and you throw them under the bus. Would you forgive yourself? But you know, the honest thing is, what Peter did was bad, but do you know that we can be like that? We can be like that. And one of the things, the first point that we wrote down earlier, is the danger of being content where you are. And the danger of being content where you are as a Christian is your love, I don't want to say could grow cold, but your love for Jesus could just become mediocre. So what are we talking about? Okay. So sometimes, like maybe in a church like this, and I'm not saying this is bad, by the way, sometimes when we have a problem or anything, we might run to Pastor Benson, right? Okay? What if I just stopped preaching now and I said, Sister Juliana, you know, can you just continue? What would you think, Sister Juliana? But you know what? There's no special anointing. There's no special grace. I think sometimes we have labeled ourselves that, you know what? Me, my job here is just, let me just do the ushering. Let me just be doing the mixing. Let me just be doing my thing here. But you know what? There's more inside of you. I saw something on social media where this woman was like, please, can you stop telling the ministers in the church to tell us to stop turning inside and tell our neighbor, tell your neighbor, do this, please. So I was about to tell you to tell your neighbor you have more inside of you. Then I just remembered what that lady said. But tell your neighbor you have so much more inside of you. Oh, can we say it again? You have so much more inside of you. Yes. You know, God does not want us to be in this state where our love could grow cold. And can I just put something out there? Yeah, I know. You know, when I say these things, when God gives me maybe some inspiration to deliver the word, it's come to me as an individual first to correct me. So when I'm saying these things, I'm not saying it because I think I am more superior. No, this is for all of us here, including me. Okay. So, I mean, it's time to not just be content with where we are, okay? I mean, if Sunday is the last day we opened our Bible, no. We can't be content with that. We cannot be content with that. If in our dreams, God forbid, we see a cockroach chasing us, and then we just phone Pastor Benson, no, we can't be content with that. In fact, some people say, oh, when you in your dream and you see yourself eating, maybe you see yourself in, what's your favorite restaurant? Maybe you see yourself in a buffet. Yeah, let's do eat as much as you can. Maybe in your dream, you see yourself with a buffet. You have spaghetti noodles. You have, I don't know what your favorite food is. Then you wake up, you say, I bind that in the name of Jesus. Do you know what we are encouraged to do in this church? Because you have the power of God in you. You see, in that dream, say, please, can you bring more? And as you're bringing it, please, can you bring some nice Coke to step down with it? Yes. Oh, thank you, my brother. Can you even give me some takeaway as well? Because let me tell you something, the power in you, if you know the power in you, Satan is afraid of that power. And as Pastor Benson said, what Satan was trying to do to Peter was to destroy that relationship between him and Jesus. So I just want to encourage us that sometimes we can be like Peter. Peter was content. You know, I think there was a story where the Pharisees were condemning the disciples that it seems like these are your disciples. All they know how to do is eat, eat, eat. When they see Jesus, they say, Jesus, you've not eaten. Jesus would say, don't worry. And Jesus said to them, well, they don't need to fast because I'm here, right? They don't need to fast because I'm here. So Peter got content with that. And sometimes as well, as Christians, we can be content with doing church as normal. No, I know my place, plus Jesus minus devil, amen. Pastor Benson, do the preaching. My place is just on the pews. But no, God wants so much more for us. Amen. God does not actually want us to be in this state. Do you know why I'm saying this? Let's look at Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. So you're not a bad person. You didn't kill anyone or what have you. But what we're saying is being in the place where you're content with where you are. You know, I go to Bible study. I do the prayer online. That's it. It's not me that killed Jesus. It's the Pastor Benson's job. He's the one that should pray for all the members in the church. Why are they asking me to lead prayers? Hello? You know? Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. Here, Jesus was saying to the churches that he was using as an example. He said, so because you are lukewarm, you're neither hot, you're neither cold, says, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. And you know what? Sometimes we think, well, why do I need to pray more? Why are they calling for us to pray? Did we not pray on Sunday morning, honestly? Why are they calling us to pray? Oh, these Christians, they're too spiritual. Everything is prayer, 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 prayer. Yes, life is spiritual. We must pray. And as Jesus said to Peter, Satan has desired to sift you like wheat. And in John 10:10, it says, the devil is out, seeking and roaring whom to devour. He's still doing that. Satan has not retired. He has not signed off shift. He's still doing that in 2026. And God is telling us that he wants us to not be content with where we are. Amen? Are you still happy with me? Amen. Let's go to the next point. And I think I'll spend longer on this point. Number two, it says, regardless of our weakness, like Peter, God still wants to use us. You know when Peter denied Jesus a third time and Jesus looked at him and said, I've got you. I've got you because I've seen you in the book of Acts where your shadow is healing the sick. I've seen you in the book of Acts where you are bringing 5,000 souls to me. That is what God is seeing. And you know what? When Jesus looked at Peter and didn't judge him, he just said, you're going to deny me. Jesus understood because Jesus was human and he understood the human nature of Peter. Do you know, we fault ourselves many times for our weaknesses, right? And I was going to say something. Do you know that I'm not here preaching because I did something special. In fact, let me confess this morning. Do you know at the beginning of every month in CFT Church, what are we supposed to do? Does anyone know? So normally Pastor posts 3 days of prayer and then I think someone knows. What are we supposed to do? She's guilty as well. We're supposed to fast. So, you know, when I was pregnant with my last daughter, I was breastfeeding. So I used to use it as an excuse. You know, I'm breastfeeding, so, you know, I can't fast. God understands. But my daughter is now 3 years old. I don't think... And I must confess, I didn't fast. I've not fasted for a while. God forgive me. But I didn't fast, but I'm here holding the microphone. Because you know what? I'm human. And let me tell you something. It's your very weakness that God wants to use for someone. You know, when I looked at this story of Peter, I started to read, tried to start reading the book of Peter. Peter said in one of his chapters, I believe it's maybe chapter 2 or so, he said, do not fault people. When when Peter has people coming to him and said, sorry, Apostle Peter, you know, I just love, can I join your fellowship, Buck? I've smoked in the past, or I've smoked weed, or me, I used to like fine girls very well, or I used to toast girls very well. Peter will say, what are you talking about? Have you chopped off someone's ear before? Me, I chopped off someone's ear when they came to arrest Jesus. Have you lied? Me, I denied. Your very weakness is what God will use to relate to that person that is coming to church. God wants to use your weaknesses. So that is not excuse. You know what your weaknesses do in ministry? Your weaknesses make you be able to relate with people. Your weaknesses help you to be compassionate with people. Your weaknesses enable you to extend mercy to people. Your weaknesses make you relate to people. So God wants to use you despite of your weaknesses and despite of your fault. Amen. Sorry, I know this is annoying, but it's good. Tell your neighbor, God wants to use your weaknesses. Amen. God wants to use that very weakness. Amen. God is saying to us that he wants us to be a witness unto him. You know, I've done some very bad things. And I'm not going to say it because it's PG this morning, amen? Amen. But let me tell you something. That very thing you did is the reason why God needs to use you. Because in John 3:16, what did it say? Can we all say it together? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting. God wants you to save that world. God wants us as a church to go out there and save that world. Amen. And I want us to go to point 3. It says, to activate the power of the Holy Spirit, we must move from just being followers of Jesus, but being a witness. And this is where I'd like us to go into the Word of God a little bit. I want us to see the new version of Peter. Compared to Peter in Luke chapter 31, I believe, Luke chapter 22, sorry, excuse me. I'd like us to go to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 7, please. Acts chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. And thank you very much. We'll read it to verse 7. It says, the priest and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John because it was evening. They put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed. So the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so were Caiaphas, John, Alexander and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them by what power or what name they did. What power or what name did you do this? Yes, that's the question they asked them. Amen. So what had happened to Peter? Peter was intimidated by a small girl that said, oh, you know Jesus, and denied him three times. But now Jesus was before people of status who had the ability to jail him for life, and he boldly declared Jesus. So what had happened to Peter? Can we read Acts chapter 1, verse 8, please? Verse 8. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts 1, verse 8, please, sorry. And what had happened to Peter? And that scripture says, but ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You know, another version of that story of Peter says that when they saw Peter, they saw that Peter and John were unlearned men, but they spoke with authority. And it also said the power of God enabled them to preach and brought 5,000 followers to them. And one of the things I wanted to point out here is we need to move from just being a follower of Christ. Being a follower of Christ is good, to being a witness. In this new Peter manifested here, we could see that he was a witness. So when we talk about being a witness for Christ, what does that mean? Manifesting God's power. So can I just give a few examples? Lately, we've been having like women fellowship. We've been having women lead prayers. We've been having prayers on Monday where people on Mondays before we pray, they do a review of what was taught. We have prayers on Sundays, push, pray until something happens. And you know, something happened on the last push, last Sunday. I think it's last Sunday or the Sunday before. Do you know that at work, oh my God, I was facing, you know what they call fire? But not Holy Ghost fire, a different kind of fire. Hey, huh? It's like this job they want to take my blood as well. My God. I was facing so much like pressure that, you know, people used to say they get palpitations. I don't know if we know what palpitations are, where you can actually feel your chest tightening. I used to think those people were like dramatic, but you know what's happening to me. And I knew that, God, this, I know that I'm stressed because one of our sisters had shared in our last women's meeting some things on mental health. And God has designed your body so that when you're stressed, your body will tell you, hey girl, you are stressed. And I don't know, I was facing so much stress and everything. And, you know, I told my husband, but I was like, God, what kind of problem is this, my Lord? And you know what? I went to the prayers on Sunday. I think the prayers start at 9 p.m., you know? You know, I could have said, you know what, man, I need to sleep to prepare myself for this fire at work on Monday. I went to the prayers. And do you know that at the end of the prayers, Pastor Benson rounded it up. And Pastor Benson is like, maybe I had told him what I was going through. The prayer points he was picking up started to address the situation that I was going through. So when I'm talking about moving from being a follower of Christ to being a witness of God is letting God work through you. And that's exactly what Peter said. Do you know that God wants to work through everybody in this church? He doesn't only want to work through Pastor Benson. He only doesn't just want to work through the choir. And there's been so many testimonies, I don't want to name names, where even women have led prayer points, where someone else has led a scripture. God wants to manifest his power through you. God wants you to be a witness. Do you know that you can be a witness by being a worker in God's house. By the way, God wants everybody to be a worker in his house. Amen? God wants everyone to be a worker in his house. Some people are like, oh God, I chose the wrong Sunday to come to church. No, God ordered your steps this morning. Hallelujah. God wants you to be a worker. You know, people can meet Jesus from the very usher they meet. They can meet Jesus through the choir worship. They can meet Jesus through the person leading prayers. The Bible said that when Peter and John spoke, they said, ah, these men have been with Jesus. Because the Holy Spirit is Jesus in you. And Jesus wants us to be a witness. Amen? I want us to read a scripture. Can we go to Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2? We always read this scripture. Maybe we use it for prayers. Isaiah chapter 2, I think verse 2. Yes. Thank you so much. I once heard a pastor call, you know, the people that do the scriptures, I once heard a pastor call them DJ. You're doing good mixing this morning. Thank you. With the scriptures. It says, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream into it. Do you know that this scripture was written for our generation? Amen? Amen. And this series that has been brought to us is not because, oh, it sounds cool. It's very profound, and it's what we need right now. I was just sharing with my husband this week that God is so amazing. And now I understand why God brought this scripture to us. In the very same passage we read in Acts chapter 4, was it, where Peter and John were preaching, later on in the verses, it says that when Peter and John came out of jail, the church came, and the church were even more gingered and were praying to the fact that the Holy Spirit was just working through them. They were solving each other's problems and things like that. And I believe God wants to do that through the church. You know, an amazing testimony I heard. There was a young boy who nobody has shared Jesus with him. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's heard of Jesus in a Christmas story or something. And this young boy, he used to have nightmares at night. This mom, his mom is an atheist. She's a single mother. There's no father in the household. Do you know what the boy said? The boy didn't say, oh, mom, can I just sleep in bed with you? Can you give me a glass of milk to drink? Hear what this boy said. The boy said, mom, let's start praying every night. Where did that boy get that from? So this atheist mother started praying with this boy every night because of the nightmares. Then maybe they started praying a few nights. You know what the boy then told his mom? He said, mom, it seems like for us to understand this God, we need to go to a church. They started searching for a church. This is how this young boy took his atheist mother to a church. This is this scripture being fulfilled. In the last days, many nations, they will see that the mountain, the highest mountain, regardless of every distraction, every other religion, they will see the highest mountain. And they will say, come, let us go into the house of the Lord to be taught his ways. I'm telling you, there will be a time in UK where, sorry, I'm not dissing you if you're a latecomer, because I've come late before. Amen. Hallelujah. There'll be a time when, if you don't reserve your seats, this place will be packed out. And you know what? People will come to Elder, to Sister Giuliani, to all of us, and say, excuse me, please, can you explain this word to me? Please, can you pray for me? This is why Pastor Benson is bringing this to us. The Bible says, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Holy Ghost has come upon us already. We have Jesus living in us. And you will be my witness. But you see that witness part? You and I have to activate it. When we do things in church, I don't know whether it's happened. Sometimes when someone's led prayer, I'm like, my God, see the grace in that sister. See the grace in that brother. When you go into that action, that's when you begin to see the Holy Spirit manifesting you. Hello, how could Peter, who was timid, evangelize and was in charge of 5,000 people converted on the spot? Do you know what that means? That's bigger than some people's corporation. That's bigger than some businesses. This guy that did not have a degree, the Bible says he was not learned. He did not have any Harvard degree, but this guy was discipling 5,000 people. His shadow was healing the sick. This is what God wants to do through us. And I want us to say, it's not business as usual. If you look around, time is running out. The word of God says, work now whilst it's day, because night is coming when no one can work no more. So I want us to receive this with the honor that God has bestowed us to be his witness. And I want to leave us with that scripture again. Acts 1:8, CFT Bristol Church. And ye have received power because the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be the witnesses in CFT Fish Ponds and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like us to just rise in prayer before the choir take us into special number this morning. The prayer point is simple. Just say, Heavenly Father, help me to be a witness for you in my generation, in Jesus' name. Everything you need, God has given in you. God has given us the power. The Bible says, greater things shall ye do. Oh, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful church, CFT Bristol Church. And ye said that ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. Oh, Lord, give us the grace to be a witness. Oh, Lord, give us the grace to be a witness for you. In the name of Jesus, when we open our mouth, oh, Lord, fill it with your words, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says when the new church gathered, they prayed and the Holy Spirit empowered them. They were solving problems in their midst. Father, I thank you because you said this same power that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. Father, Lord, where our mortal body gives us apathy, maybe we're lazy, maybe we desire the flesh. Oh God, let the power of the Holy Ghost quicken our mortal body. Oh Lord, give me the grace to be a witness for you in my generation. Oh God, we decree that we will not stay silent. We will not stay silent for Jesus. We will preach to those who are bound in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when nations stream into this house, you will use us, oh Lord God, to bring the gospel of Christ, to transform lives. You will use us to disciple others in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord, because you're quickening us. You're waking us up again. Thank you, Lord. In Jude says, build up yourself. Build up yourself through prayers, through speaking of tongues in your most holy faith. Oh, Lord God, we say, oh, God, help us. Enable us to build up ourselves. We will love your word, oh, God. We will love your word, oh, Lord. We will work in your house, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.